welcome to Creating Future Leaders Through Arizona Tax Credits. Catholic Education Arizona is a school tuition organization that turns tax credit contributions from individuals and corporations into scholarship for students. At Catholic Education Arizona, we create future leaders. I'm Deb Preach. I'm Chief Operating Officer for CEA. I oversee the day-to-day operations of our organization and work with our schools and parishes to help make quality education accessible and affordable to those that desire it. I've worked in the education industry for 31 years, including finance and development, and I'm very happy to be here today. Our guest today, I'm so excited about this, I can hardly stand it, is somebody that brings new meaning to the phrase, baptism by fire. Mr. Dominic Salci serves as the superintendent for Catholic schools in the Diocese of Phoenix and has been here with us for the past 8 years. Prior to that, had a long-standing career in our public school system. He led the Catholic schools during the challenges of the pandemic and has been recognized for maintaining a strong servant leadership focus on Catholic faith and service to students, families, teachers, and administrators. He has achieved diocesan success and was absolutely essential in managing both our in-person and virtual learning during the pandemic. I myself have been honored to work with Dominic since his arrival and publicly want to thank you for your leadership. Dominic is an Arizona native, like myself, married to Julia, and has two beautiful children, Katie and Matthew. Dominic, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Deb. Nice to be here.
All right. Dominic, you've seen all sides of the education system here in Arizona. Tell us how things are going right now in our Catholic schools. What things are happening that are just fantastic?
So what a wonderful start this year. Right. When you mentioned baptism by fire, that's exactly pretty much what it was the last couple of years with COVID. And so, as everybody knows, COVID was fun, but with our Catholic schools, we were open. Our doors are open, and we had students in schools, and so we're proud of that. This year has been phenomenal. Our classes are pretty much back to normal. We have kids in the seats. We have teachers going, and it's a normal time to really come together in Catholic education, focus on Christ, focus on academics, focus on our activities, and just move forward.
Outstanding. Talk about the enrollment a little bit. I know we have, tell me the number of schools that we're working with in the diocese. How many approximately are enrolled?
Sure. So for the Diocese of Phoenix, we're pretty expansive. The diocese is pretty large. So within the Maricopa County area, we have a number of schools, and then we also have schools on the outskirts of the state. So total, we have 29 elementary schools. We have 6 diocesan high schools, and then we have 4 standalone preschools, and then we have preschools within many of our elementary schools. So we have a number of schools throughout our diocese. Some of them also reach up to Flagstaff, Prescott. We have Cottonwood, and then we have all the way over in Lake Havasu,
Absolutely. We
have Our Lady of the Lake.
Isn't that amazing when you think that we're servicing kids not only of all ages, I think some of our preschools might even offer some type of a daycare for even young children,
correct,
right?
Correct. We even have infant child care in one of our facilities.
So who would have known birth to college?
Absolutely.
And we even have Catholic colleges here.
And the whole purpose of Catholic education is we make sure that they're focused on Catholic education so that it goes all the way to heaven.
There you go. Excellent. So we're going to jump over to something that is in the news today. Arizona, as we know, is leading the nation in robust school choice options for families. What do you think, and what can you tell us about the recent news on the ESA Universal Expansion? I know you and I have been doing all sorts of talking all week, getting ready for this program to roll out, and I know I'm very excited, but I want to hear from you. What do you think?
Well, so the ESA, or Empowerment Scholarship Account, those have been around for a little while, since 2011. I'll say this, what a tremendous blessing to be here in the state of Arizona, especially for those who truly desire to have their children in an educational environment that they choose. Now, please understand, I was in public education for many years, and now in Catholic education, there's wonderful aspects of all of our educational system.
Absolutely.
So that is something that I want to emphasize. This new legislation, we are the first in the nation to have a universal ESA program. I think people need to understand very quickly what an ESA is. There's a lot of people talk out there that this is a voucher, et cetera. It's a little bit different than a voucher. So an ESA, Empowerment Scholarship Account, focuses state tax dollars, allowing those funds, 90% of what a public school student would receive for state dollars, And those dollars are then provided to families to choose educational services. One of those services could be private tuition. And so that's where the Catholic schools really find this just incredibly beneficial and another tool that we can utilize to help families move into a Catholic education if that's what their heart really desires for their children.
Sure, absolutely. And it's putting that educational option within reach for every family,
correct,
regardless of your economic standing or anything else that might be an obstacle for you to get into those schools.
And I think that's an important point to make, that it really allows any family to make the choices of whatever educational opportunity they want to pursue.
Yep, and we are having a good time now working with all the schools, trying to help everybody get on the right page, the same page, to make sure we're working together with every resource that's available out there.
Absolutely. It's important that we know all of our options and that there are many options. So this new program, along with STOs, et cetera, we're going to navigate very carefully.
Absolutely. Perfect segue. Dominic, as a parent and an educational leader, how have the Arizona tax credits, now different from ESAs, help support students, and what guidance would you give to individuals and corporations that want to be involved with quality education?
Let me go back and start with the STOs, or the state tax credits for tuition. Back when I was a teacher, back in the day, that's when I first started teaching, that's when the tax credit program came to be. And it was so new, and people were like, what is this? And is this really true? And is this really something that we can do? Not only for the public school, but for the private
right,
tuition as well. And so it's been around quite a while. I think we're going on 25, 26 years of the STO organization. This has been a fundamental, absolutely fundamental tool to help parents proceed through an option, a parental choice option in Arizona, that would make a public or a private school, excuse me, attainable and in reach. STOs, pretty simple. They're pretty simple. They're individual or corporate. An individual has the opportunity to provide, donate to an STO organization up to a certain amount of tax dollars, and that's 100%. It's a tax credit from the state, and so it's pretty simple. Many people think it's too good to be true, but unfortunately, for them, it's absolutely true, and it's been true for 20, 25 plus years.
Absolutely. We're trying to call that, our new tagline for that is the best kept secret in Arizona. That's been around for 25 years. Imagine that. Let's talk about, you brought up a great point. There is a public school tax credit for support of our public schools. We also have a qualifying charitable tax credit that's available, as well as the private education tax credits. As a taxpayer, what do you think about the ability to use all of these tax credits to support all of the causes that are dear to you?
I think it's important that our taxpayers understand what's out there. And I think they'd be a little bit crazy not to be able to utilize and stack them all together to benefit as many people in our state as possible. That's why our state legislatures, our governors in the past years have really come together to really help families, help organizations, and help our state grow in these options.
It's a unique initiative that we can direct our tax dollars to causes we support. Ultimately, it costs an individual and a corporation nothing, because it's money you're already going to be sending to the state regardless.
Absolutely.
But even more than that, at least from this tax credit, we're helping children. We're building stronger families. We're strengthening communities. And for our corporate folks, we're building our future workforce. And with all the different corporations that we're talking to, I know you and I met with some home builders recently that were speaking about the challenges just getting workers to keep up with the demand of the housing market here in Arizona. Why wouldn't a corporation want to invest in education, knowing that these kids that they're investing in are probably going to be working for them someday?
I think it's important for our corporate sponsors, individuals, to really understand, in the Catholic education, especially as we talk about that, our children will grow up to be productive citizens. Our children will grow up to be the next employees in the industries. Our children will grow up to be the future leaders in this state and around the country. Mm-hmm. We want to invest in them as well as we can to support them, not only academically, not only in the regular realms, but also holistically, in whole person and soul. And so we want them to have that faith, concept and the academics so that they can go out and be strong in whatever area they want to be, whether it's directly into the workforce, whether it's into college, whether it's politics, whether it's whatever they want to do. This is an easy way for a corporation to spend nothing because they get it right back through a tax credit to help so many students.
Yep, I like to look at it, return on investment, ROI, right? Our Catholic schools have a 99.4% graduation rate. 97% of those children are matriculating to higher education, trade school, or military service. Where else is anybody gonna get an ROI of 99.4% anywhere?
Yeah, we're incredibly proud of what we can work with in terms of our children. Our families are the primary educators of their children, and they choose to send their children to us so that we can help educate them. And we're extremely proud from the elementary to the high school level how we can work with them and help them to blossom, help them to grow in Christ, and also help them to grow academically so that they can achieve those goals of whatever they want to do. And 99% is a wonderful rating, and you won't see that other places.
No, and we're so fortunate, and fortunate that you are leading that drive for these schools to achieve these kind of results. Again.
Well, I give myself absolutely no credit. The credit goes to
the
schools.
Oh, let me give you the credit.
The credit goes to the schools. Our principals are fantastic. Our teachers work incredibly hard because they're incredibly focused on helping their children. And mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, our families who are there to support the schools, of course, with their tax credit donations. And if they're connected with a corporation, helping spread the word to get mm-hmm. our corporations to really understand this. And so that's where their credit lies in the day-to-day aspects.
Yeah. I think some final thoughts. There's no reason that anybody that wants Catholic education can't have it, especially now with the resources available. And if a family is looking for Catholic education here in the Diocese of Phoenix, who would you have them contact?
So especially if you're new to the Valley or to the Diocese of Phoenix area, first thing I would go is just come to our website. If you go to the diocesan website, dphx.org, you'll see Catholic schools right up there. You click on it, and then you can pick on any elementary or high school you want to see. And then it'll kind of give you a map of where our schools are located. So that's the first place. And then I really would say, ask around at your parish. Mm-hmm. Although, especially if you're at a parish with a school, go right to the school and have a conversation.
Right.
But if you're not a parish with a school, ask around in your parish. Contact us at the Catholic Schools office. Our contact information is on the website. And then take the time to reach out to the individual schools you're interested in. Go in, have a conversation with the principals. Go take a school or take a tour. Bring your children in. Those are we love that, and we want families who are interested in Catholic education to come see what we're all about. Because I think people would be somewhat surprised at how much of a community and how focused we are, not only in centering ourselves with Christ, but also centering ourselves in high academic standards for our kids.
Wonderful. To learn how you can create future leaders with Catholic Education Arizona, please give us a call at 602-218-6542 or visit our website at ceaz.org. Dominic, again, thank you so much for joining us today and for all you do for the students and families of the Diocese of Phoenix and beyond. Thanks to all our listeners for sharing some time with us today. And remember, it's always a great day at CEA.